Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, so with Andy off, there won't be a fresh batch, but there will be a bumper crop when he returns. But we have got a special for you, as we've had over the last couple of weeks. This is the best of the breakfast co-hosts, and we will start off with our old mate Ray Parler, reciting some of the classic work of Robbie Burns.
Ain't wife Kate's advice. She tell the wheel those wall esculum. A blevering, blustering, drunken Bellum. Bellum? Bellin? Bellum?
No, stick with Bellum. Stick with Bellum,
like,
Ray.
Like awesome Wells.
Yeah, the old Scots. He should have gone and met the Scots players before the game, shouldn't he?
Got Andy McCoist now, looking ahead to a new Scottish football season.
I looked at when we were going to Pittodrie, when we were going to Easter Road, but obviously the Old Firm games were the big ones. Particularly, we always looked where the date of the New Year's Day game.
January the 1st, I'm guessing, really.
We know when that
it tends to fall on that day. Now, this has been something of a staple for Clips of the Week down the years, and we've never really understood why it happens. It's Ray Parler struggling to say the word fighting.
With Jose, his machine doing well at the moment, and he knows exactly the fighting position for places. I heard you earlier on the radio saying, look, we're not really good, don't really need him now. But you are fighting on a lot of fronts. It's a massive boost, isn't it, that he stayed at the club. He's going to fight all the way.
Yeah, that's where you won the game, probably. But yeah, you had to go into the game with that sort of rivalry. And you can go back to the late 80s when, you know, there's a big fight on a pitch at Old Trafford. It was one of them situations thinking, that's it, a leader, telling him players what to do. Oh, look, he went a little bit over the top on the pitch. You don't want your players to have a fight on the pitch. You let him go in the summer because then you know you can replace him. You don't let him go in during the January window, Al, when they're fighting the Champions League.
I've talked to Ray about it. He doesn't know why he does it. He can't put his finger on it.
Big fart back in the 80s. There we are. So one of the more recent additions to the breakfast now, former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara talking about one of his old teammates, Dimitar Berbatov.
And it lands right on my toe. And I touch and I score and I turn around and I jog back. I was like, what a ball, you know. And he comes up to me and he says, hey, listen here. You don't need to call me. I can see you.
He was Bulgarian, Dimitar. It wasn't Camp Steve Bruce for some reason. But it's all right, though, because I'm sure Jamie's recollections of other former teammate Mido were a bit more accurate.
He was quite lazy. He was quite lacklustre. But on his day, he was brilliant. Really good. Yeah, I liked him as a person.
Yeah.
But I think his dad was a Sultan of Brunei.
Did well, considering he was Egyptian. Very understanding in Brunei, aren't they?
Now, Super Ali McCoist again, this time talking about England.
And you've got a manager in Gareth Southgate and a coach in Sarath Cowgate that will clearly...
Sarath Cowgate, what a player he was.
Big in Edinburgh.
Ray Parler with Mr. Brazil and Alan bringing us an On This Day moment. Mm.
Didn't realise 15th of June Magna Carta was signed all those years ago.
Who? Did she die in vain?
One of them.
It's one for the teenagers.
One of those Bolton transfers. Yeah. This is Sam Allardyce talking about a potential return to club management.
We could have a conversation and I have a right feel for the club that wants to go in the right direction and they have a good feel for me, then I'd be interested again because, you know, you can never... really, it was a bit like Tony Benn coming back boxing, isn't it? Like
Tony Benn. I can't see Tony Benn boxing again
now.
I think
so.
That ship has sailed.
Not heavyweight week.
Former France midfielder David Ginola now used to be a regular co-host of Alan's, and here are the two of them discussing a classic film franchise.
Alan.
And this excites
Alan.
Wow.
I'm your father.
I doubt that very much.
Don't think so. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Next.
No. Here's Ali McCoist with a bit of old school Cockney rhyming slang.
One of my mate's sons has been busting for a drum kit since he was four or
really?
Five.
Well, I mean, you get tablets for that,
you
can't
you? You can indeed.
I think you
can.
Indeed. Back to Ray Parlour, this time talking about one of Manchester United's most iconic players.
Wayne Rooney, 249, still going. Look, he'll always have knockers, I'm afraid.
Oh, grow up. Come on now. Come on now, he's lost some weight at Derby. Big Sam again, managing to channel both Arkwright and Corrie's Fred Elliott.
Yes, I can get that. I can get that. But you know, and again, two games in. What do you think the problems are going to be? Let's say they get their energy up.
I said
fetch your cloth, Alan. Ali McCoist once again talking about one of the great defenders in the game.
We do prefer to watch creative players rather than defensive players. Cannavaro was sensational. Van Dijk's had an unbelievable season.
Van
yeah.
Dijk, what a player he was
with
for
the old bamboo there.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. Here's the Romford Pele reminiscing about some of the old great game shows.
It's like the bullseye though, isn't it? Remember the bullseye?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you would have won.
Yeah.
And they bring like a three-bedroom downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
They have a job, those two blokes in brown jackets, yeah. Three-bedroom down. Yeah. Finally, it's Ali talking about his erstwhile colleague, Alan Brazil.
This man had a well-earned vacation last week, right? He was away over in Spain. And I stood in the show for him, right?
Right.
I tell you right now, respect.
Yeah.
If I had a hat on, I'd take it off. 18 years. 18 years.
There we are, and that reminded us.
It did.
It did
remind us.
It reminded
yeah.
us of something musical.
18 years. 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't
his. So there we are, a Clips of the Week special for you. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J. If you hear a clip over the next 7 days on TalkSport, it will go in the mix. And when Andy returns,
couple
we will.
Weeks time, lovely. Yeah,
yeah, we'll bring you a bumper crop.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.